Thanks, Joan and Chris. Thank you. Joan contacted me about 6 months ago and said we were going to save the planet today. So I don't feel any pressure. But I did write a poem, and it's one poem. It's called the Iliad, and it's called the Parliament of Trees. I grew up in the outskirts of Houston, Texas, and in those days, that land was swamp and forest and cow pasture and sugarcane fields, and I grew up wandering around in that. And I had a really screwy family. Alcoholism, bipolar illness, domestic violence, blah, blah, blah. You've heard that kind of story. To escape that mini nightmare of my household, I had two strategies. One was to go out and wander around in the countryside. I had a bicycle, and I could go down the country roads, and sometimes I was with friends, sometimes alone. And I also had comic books, which I loved. And my favorite comic book was Swamp Thing. Do you know Swamp Thing? Great comic book. It's I understand it's now being turned into a movie, which might actually be an action film I'll go see. I love them. They were epic struggles of saving nature. And so this poem, The Parliament of Trees. I wanted to tell you how I grew up outside of Houston, the edge of the suburbs, wandering the woods and bayous, following the railroad tracks deep into the sugarcane fields. But I kept thinking of Swamp Thing, a monster, an amalgam of mud and water lilies, vines and cattails, a dripping thing in human shape living in the swamp, protecting plants and animals, and I was remembering the deep woods of oak and sycamore where pools of water were alive with frogs and minnows, and how, if you stood long enough, the frogs sang, om, 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 like an army of Buddhists. And one sweltering afternoon, I watched two older boys with a net skeening a pond and pulling out fish and netting a turtle, which they beat with sticks until the shell cracked and the naked turtle writhed and the sun dried its flesh, a wanton, unspeakable crime. And I went home to read my comic book, The Swamp Thing, in which Dr. Antone Arcane and his nightmarish army of unmen sought the evil ones who murdered his wife. And in the middle of the night, my father caught me with a flashlight under the covers and said we had to talk. And he accused me of talking back to my mother. And when his fist hit my belly, I felt it sink deep all the way to my spine. And when he pulled it out, I thought I heard a sucking noise, like a boot pulled from mud, and I knew he could no longer hurt me. The next morning, I rode my bicycle to Wolf Corner, where coyote and dogs were hung on a wooden rack to discourage coyotes from stealing calves. And the story was that Comanches hung scalps there to scare the whites. But the whites came anyway and stayed, and my Irish Cherokee ancestors ranched there. And later, I lay in the dark and thought of the snapping turtle the boys killed, how it could take off a finger, and an alligator gar, a monster left over from the dinosaurs, could rend flesh if you weren't careful. But it wasn't violent. It was almost tender. To show me it didn't hurt, he did it to himself, slipping the table knife into his anus. I was 8. He was the older boy next door. He was my best friend and all I knew of love, and afterwards I went into the woods and alone and sat on a log beside the bayou, watching the slow water with the mud and rotting vegetation, deer coming to the water's edge early in the morning, the possums and foxes, the wild dogs that lived in the woods, free from the leash and chain-link fence. I imagined myself a swamp thing, guarding the trees and animals. But over the next few years, the trees were toppled and burned in huge bonfires and Scarlett O'Hara mansions and Roy Rogers haciendas and Frank Lloyd Wright knockoffs rose in obscene excess. The stream channeled through cement pipes to invisibly carry sewage underground. I mourned for the trees, the possums, the gars, and the turtles, and I lay in the dark defiantly reading with my fat flashlight under the covers of Swamp Thing, one of the elementals, born when a being dies in flames and merges with the earth. The elementals became protectors of plants and animals throughout history, eventually joining the Parliament of Trees, a group mind of former elementals. Over time, the membership grew with beings such as I Am, a trilobite, Swamp Knucker, a dragon, Bog Venus, a medicine woman, ghost hiding in the rushes, a third century Chinese sorcerer, and of course, me, Swamp Thing, an early 20th century scientist. Until recently, the parliament was stationed in a grove in Brazil, south of the Tefe River, while our minds dwelled in the realm of the green. And lying in the dark, with my anus bleeding, throbbing in pain, I imagined myself one of the elementals, able to transcend pain and defend the children. And once united with a parliament of stones, we set out to destroy humankind for their sins against the earth. We had to fight off the fungus-based gray, invaders from another world, who preached peace while actually helping humans with their lies. Our allies were the heavenly power called the Word, which passed on all their power to Swamp Thing, me, who refused in the last second, giving humanity another chance, a few good people, mothers and children who survived the massacre at the hands of the Word. And the Parliament of Trees is now eternally burning in the realm of the green. Thank you.